Shalom leYehudim, shalom leBnei Noach, shalom leGoyim. It's the evening of the second day, Hey B'Tammuz, Parashas Balak, Tavshinayin Vav, the evening of the first day, Sunday, 10 July 2016, webcasting from Israel, island of civilization constantly clawed at by Arab barbarians. On Friday, Makol Rishon reported on what does not get reported in the MSM, because it makes the Arabs in Judea and Samaria look bad. A couple of weeks ago now, it seems, in Jenin and Nablus, the Arabs, a mispronunciation of Neapolis, its Greco-Roman name, six Arabs died in shootouts between PA police and unknown armed groups with their own automatic weapons. It's sort of like that in Gaza, too, with a half a dozen, perhaps, groups, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Al-Nusrat, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, who knows. It's like this, it's like it was in Lebanon in the 1970s and 80s with the PLO groups. A dozen of them, 18 of them at some times, which says something about their society. Depkafile also published a map the other day of the Golan that is currently bordered now by groups where the old Syrian regime is no longer. There's ISIS groups, Al-Qaeda groups, Hezbollah, the Khalid bin al-Walid army, never heard of them. Also in the picture are the Islamist Liwa Shuhada Yarmouk group, I don't know them, and the Mulhana Islamic Movement militias. This is Depkafile talking here, but I reject this common use of the word militias to describe these groups. Militia associates to citizens who go to fight when necessary, but otherwise they're civilians who assemble when necessary with their own weapons. That's a militia. By contrast, every one of these groups is a gang of men addicted to firing weapons and trying to kill people who don't care if they're killed because they then go to Muslim paradise. So in Arab Judea and Samaria, the situation is not all that different, where the PA police, like the American police these days, are under attack. Targets in the United States of black psychopaths backed by the President of the United States. His response to what just happened in Dallas was, as usual, regardless of the tough words surely written for him, ice cold. No passion, no real anger that a crazy black man murdered five cops. And so it is in Arab Judea and Samaria, where young bucks with automatic weapons see the PA and its police as illegitimate and therefore legitimate targets for their violence. In my book, I chronicle the endless gang wars in southern Lebanon in the 1970s and 80s between the Sunni PLO against the Shiite Lebanese. Within the Sunni PLO groups, they fought each other. There were Muslims murdering Christians and vice versa. Well, I submit that the current situation in the region is hardly new in the history of the Middle East. This is a region that never outgrew its archaic culture, its pre-Islamic features. The Arabs never developed, for example, the concept of divine right kingship. They never developed the concept of a legitimate succession of power. The Arabs never understood that politics mixed with priesthood produces an unstable and lethal society. The American Revolution was not only about independence from England, but the destruction of divine right monarchy. They preferred a republic. In their generation, it was right to want to end divine right monarchy. But in its heyday, it was the right form of rule. What a divine right monarchy does is bless the royal family so that no one outside of it can claim to be the rightful king. It ensures a peaceful succession between king and prince. The divine right monarchy welds together as well disparate provinces. The Arabs, though, never developed such a system. The Arabs, like a herd of wild donkeys in the wilderness, never discovered communal self-rule. And without a royal family, the succession following the death of a leader leads to assassination and counter-assassination. That's the history of the Arabs. The Arabs are nomads, unbridled like wild donkeys, and never wanted to submit to civil society. An authority. If the Arab did not like his Mukhtar, his local charismatic leader in the group, he would always pack up his tents and make off with his women and camels and children to another part of the desert. It is a society that has never risen above rule by strongmen, by gang leaders. Who was Saddam Hussein? This thug with his two psychopathic sons, if not a gang leader, not the head of a nation. Same with Gaddafi. Same with all of them. They say in Syria over these last 5 years there have been hundreds of cells opposed to the regime, but they've never united. And they even spend time, from time to time, killing one another. These are our neighbors, and the groups mentioned by Depka, now sitting along the Golan border, that have taken the place of Assad's army and police, are no longer militias in my mind. These are gangs, cults. I doubt they pose any strategic threat. If Israel wants to wipe them out tomorrow, it could be just a morning's work of sorties and bombing runs. I imagine for them their presence is as much of a kind of tourism, so they can, when back home, tell the folks they actually went up to the border with the state of the Jews and looked in. Land of Satan's helpers, those Jews. Palestinian Media Watch reported on Thursday on a cartoon series for children produced by the Fatah and shown on its TV during Ramadan, which just ended, in which the Jews in this cartoon series, in which everyone is a little Satan, and together they scheme to destroy Muhammad. They're described as harboring, quote, burning hatred and loathing of Muhammad and his supporters that fills the hearts of the Jews. Indeed, the PA Minister of Religion recently, Mahmoud Habash, said the conflict with Israel is a conflict with Satan. He said, we are not inventing anything new here. This is a conflict between two entities, good and evil, between projects, Allah's project versus Satan's project. Jews in this series are also presented as never keeping their word and keeping their treaties. This is a clear case of psychological projection. It's the Arabs who don't do that. Overall, it is the Arab equivalent of educational TV for children. No, it's not Sesame Street. It's Hate the Jews and Kill Them Street. And I never stop feeling frustrated by an Israeli government that never exposes to the world just how crazy and retarded these people are. Think of it this way. From the giving of the five books to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, who were expected to learn to read and live by them, and between then and the rise of Islam, almost 2,000 years separate the former from the latter. Put another way, Christianity was already in its 7th century when Islam arose, claiming to be the last and truest manifestation of monotheism, whose greatest prophet was not Moses, not Jesus, but Muhammad, the great hijabber. And when Islam arose, for sure its minions were almost wholly illiterate. The first book in Arabic is the Quran, produced at the end of the 7th century. The canon of our Hebrew Tanakh was, at that time, already 1,000 years old. The Babylonian Talmud had closed more than a century before Islam appeared. Jews were comfortable reading and writing in Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, and Latin, all of them leaving traces in the Talmud, a lot of it, and more than a trace. And here were the Arabs getting their first book. That's how retarded they were, how behind they were, and to this very day, 14 centuries later, an ungodly percentage of them cannot read and write. And I say their behavior is still so anchored in ancient times. It's spooky. How alien, how utterly alien it is to me, to you, to civilized people, to want to and carry out what was done to Halel Yafa'aliyah, Hashem Yikum Doma. The soul in that 17-year-old boy, capable of doing what he did to her, is so alien to me, his feelings, his thoughts, it's almost incomprehensible. What possesses a person like him to do what he did? To surprise a helpless little girl in her bed and stab her 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 for 8 times. And then this boy's father, after the Jews had killed him, praised him. What kind of people are these? In the 2006 elections here, Hamas won. Fatah literally refused afterwards to vacate government offices, and Hamas had to literally drag these PLO guys out and throw them out off of rooftops. The idea of two states nestled in harmonious embrace here. Two states, the one Jewish and civilized, the other anarchic and barbaric, is not of this world. So, last evening again in Judea, a Jewish family riding home from Shabbat with the relatives was hit by bullets fired by homicidal Arabs not far from the community of Tekoa. Miraculously, only the father was hit in the foot. I guess this is our fate. In the news last week also was a video, a computer animation of an imagined killing, God forbid, of Yehuda Glick, done by the Arabians. The police have given him protection now. His crime, remember, is demanding the right of Jews to be able to pray in peace on the Temple Mount. For this, he was shot 2 years ago, almost killed, and here's this new Arab video fantasy of shooting him again, and really finishing him off this time, God forbid. And again, I'm simply amazed, fascinated too, really, by official Israel, and Jews in general, who never highlight just how sadistic and savage and bonkers our neighbors are. Israel tolerates the dominance of the Palestinian narrative, according to which we Jews stole their entire country and won't give back even a piece of it so they can have the state they've been dreaming of from time immemorial. But I suppose Israel refrains from shining a light on the true propellant of Arab and hatred and its religious dimension that predate 1967, predate 1947, 1917, 1897. We are the target of Muslims, of Arabs, no less, and this is very important, the non-Arab, non-Muslims abroad in the world who hate Jews too. The European left, the Israel apartheid weak impresarios, what after all is the NGO law here about, if not the support Gentiles and anti-Jew Jews abroad funnel to anti-Jew Jews inside Israel to smear Israel with lies of Jewish perfidy, as in days of old. You all know that for centuries, Catholic priests, every Good Friday, were ordered by their superiors to preach on the perfidy of the Jews. That was then, and today it's the European Parliament giving a standing ovation to Mahmoud Abbas, spewing charges of Jewish evil right out of the Middle Ages. It is the EU foreign policy mafia as well, led by that ex-young Italian communist leader Federico Mogherini. It's the French, too, who summoned 28 nations to discuss what to order the Jews to do. Israelis, though, do not have the tools, the intellectual and spiritual vessels to face the reality that the creation of Israel has not done away with lunatic anti-Semitism. Lunatic. For example, Ynet News Today reported on a joint Jordanian-Ancient Palestinian resolution that will be voted on in an upcoming UNESCO meeting, a resolution that denies, not for the first time in a UNESCO resolution, the Jewish connection to our Temple Mount. UNESCO has a World Heritage Committee of 21 states that meets once a year. Now, the first time this committee mauled Israel on the matter of the Temple Mount was just last April when it condemned Israeli aggression on the Temple Mount and dismissed all Israeli or Jewish claims to the mount, including the Western Wall. Israeli Foreign Ministry released a statement blasting this upcoming joint Jordanian-Palestinian text, calling it another malicious and dishonest attempt to damage Israel's connection to its own capital. Although in our time, malevolent anti-Semites associate to goose-stepping Nazis, people can be just as malevolent when speaking in the dulcet tones of international diplomacy, in polite diplomatic language, in this World Heritage Committee of the UN that will discuss this text denying the Jewish connection to the Temple Mount. And never mind that the temple is mentioned hundreds of times in Tanakh and the Talmud and over 100 times alone in the Christian editions. It does not matter, for while the United Nations was founded by the Allied powers, overwhelmingly the Democratic West, this committee's 21 members are these countries, listen carefully, Angola, Azerbaijan, Burkina Faso, Croatia, Cuba, Finland, Indonesia, Jamaica, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Peru, Philippines, Poland, Portugal, Republic of Korea, Tunisia, Turkey, United Republic of Tanzania, Vietnam, and Zimbabwe. Nine of these, that's more than a third, are officially Muslim states, and none of them except Poland can be connected to the Judeo-Christian West. And so for them, it's nothing to follow the Muslim lead in the committee, according to which the Jews have no historical or religious connection to the Temple Mount. For Islam is all about rewriting history, like Holocaust denial, like inventing Palestinians claiming to have not only a right to Palestine, but a superior right to that of the Jews. Islam is all about rewriting history, as the Quran itself is a rewriting of Jewish history. What Israelis have yet to hop, to get in Yiddish, is the abyss separating Jewish civilization and its people from Muslims who, to borrow from Ralph Waldo Emerson, march to the beat of a very different drummer. Their kind of thinking and their emotions work in very different ways. They live to a large degree in a world of fantasy. They fantasize, as the allegedly moderate Fatah produced in this children's program, Jews as little devils, all working in concert to destroy Muhammad and to oppress and humiliate Muslims, because that's what the Quran orders them to do to Jews. Which makes sense. They want to do to us what we want to do to them, in their minds. And this relationship between Israel and its immediate Arab Muslim neighbors and little more distant Muslim, Turkish, and Iranian neighbors, the Jews are agents of Satan in this religious tug of war that Israelis keep trying to reconfigure as a non-religious political struggle between two nationalities. And I say, forget about it. Israel must link arms with people in Europe today prepared to resist the Muslim takeover of their countries and continent. Israel must encourage the U.S. to make a U-turn away from Obama's view of Islam as a beautiful religion that has nothing to do with Orlando, San Bernardino, Boston, Chattanooga, Paris, Brussels, and Istanbul. It's all the same menace. It is original, authentic Islam. It's not radical Islam. It's not extremist Islam. It's just Islam.
מתי ותחזנה עינינו בשובך לציון
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa. Well, this decision by the FBI Director James Comey continues to be the great puzzlement. Charles Krauthammer, like yours truly, was reminded of the decision made by Justice Roberts in the Obama challenge and Obamacare challenge. And Krauthammer thinks that Roberts did not want the court to be responsible for such heavy legislation. And that is one possible explanation, he thinks, for Comey's behavior. He, too, does not want the FBI responsible for basically determining the number of November elections that such an indictment would surely signify and result in. I don't know. It surely is a major mystery. Though we have yet to hear of the other investigation by the FBI into Hillary as Secretary of State and the donations to the Clinton Foundation. Otherwise, every legal expert I respect is as dumbfounded as I was watching that bizarre 14-minute bill of indictment by Comey against Hillary Clinton that climaxed in the 15th and final minute with that surprise trick ending. It's just another episode, I suppose, or so it seems, in the imploding of America. In the days of this bad actor in the White House, this soulmate of Louis Farrakhan, who just keeps it under wraps. He was touted as the final healer between the races when he ran for election the first time, and now we have race riots not seen since the 1970s, thanks to the behavior of this evil man. His ice-cold delivery of words of rebuke for the killing of five cops in Dallas, the disconnect between his words and his demeanor, what psychologists call his affect. This guy's one bad actor. Played the race card in the Trayvon Martin case. He sided with the rabble-rousers in Ferguson. And all the while, his black brothers in Chicago, where he has a home, have been killing each other every weekend in numbers it would take racist rogue cops to kill in a year. Over that killing of blacks by blacks, which is the real problem, he says nothing, he does nothing. It has been his tolerance, he and Eric Holder, of the worst impulses in the black community, employing Al Sharpton to be an advisor. That has fueled the current ugliness of blacks, marching and shouting to kill cops. What a disaster he has been. Okay, that's it for this first evening of the week, a Sunday evening, and I'll be back on Willing on Tuesday. Until then, Lila Tov, man, it's Yisrael.